And we talked about swarm networks earlier, talking about the ultimate swarm, about having all of the processors and all of the cars when they're sitting idle being part of a global grid for computing capability. We find that premise quite exciting. The automobile becomes then an appliance, not in a commodity sense, but an appliance, mobile power, mobile platform for information and computing and communication, as well as a form of transportation. And the key to all of this is to make it affordable, to make it exciting, to get it on a pathway where there's a way to make money doing it. And again, this is a pretty big march to take here. And a lot of people say, how do you sleep at night when you're wrestling with a problem of that magnitude? And I tell them, I sleep like a baby. I wake up crying every 2 hours. But actually, the theme of this conference, I think, has hit on really one of the major keys to pull that off, and that's relationships and working together. Thank you very much.
Larry, wait one sec. I've got so many questions I could ask you. I just want to ask one. You know, I could be wrong about this, but my sense is that in the public mind today, that GM is not viewed as serious about some of these environmental ideas as some of your Japanese competitors, maybe even as Ford. Are you serious about it? And not just, you know, when the consumers want it, when the regulators force us to do it, we will go there. Are you guys going to really try and show leadership on this?
Yeah, we're absolutely serious. We're into this over $1 billion already, so I would hope people would think we're serious when we're spending that kind of money. And secondly, it's a fundamental business proposition. I'll be honest with you. We're into it because of business growth opportunities. We can't grow our business unless we solve these problems. The growth of the auto industry will be capped by sustainability issues if we don't solve the problems. And there's a simple principle of strategy. It says, do unto yourself before others do unto you. If we can see this possible future, others can too. And we want to be the first one to create it, Chris.